You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we will read verse 18. The reason behind this sermon is simply because I personally don't find myself a thankful person in most cases. So I want us to speak in this subject of being thankful. The title of the message, Be Thankful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. We'll just read that verse, and it reads as following. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Once again, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. O church, the foundation of all ingratitudes, the foundation of all thanklessness is pride. We are a prideful people by nature, and it is in our nature that we don't give thanks where thanks is due. Most people are not thankful because they believe within their hearts that maybe they deserve more or they deserve better than what they have. A research that has been done has proven that ingratitude people are actually the most unhappy people in the world. Most people who are unhappy is because they fail to give thanks. That is the point. They are sad in their hearts. Let me give you an example. Perhaps my child in the morning is unthankful. Perhaps my child in the morning does not appreciate the breakfast that I put before him and is unhappy. Why will that child be unhappy? Simply because the child thinks or believes he deserves better breakfast than the one that I've set before him. Secondly, the child thinks that the parents owes him something better. It is exactly the same as unthankful people. They think that the world owes them something. When we are unthankful to God, in other words, we are saying that God owes us something. And church, you can realize the truth in this, that not only are our children not thankful, but we are also an unthankful, a thanklessness generation. We are an unthankful breed of people. And this morning, I can actually ask myself as well. You ask yourself, did you wake up this morning and say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to live yet another day? You see how small and simple, if you will, that is. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to live yet another day. We forget to say those things. And it is one of the most important things to ever say. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have this breath running through my nostrils all the time. For having this blood running through my veins day by day. The point is, I am not a thankful person. Are you a thankful person? Do you pause one day of your time and ask, how does the Lord feel about my ungratefulness? If it may be put around and say, let's say you are a person and you have done so much great things for the people that you love, your loved one, your children, your wife, your husband at home. Let's say you do something very good for them and all that you get is a cold shoulder. How would that feel? So, do we pause and ask ourselves, how does God feel if we are an unthankful people? You look back, there's so much that has been happening this year. And church, I am convinced that in a way, God has blessed us with many things this year that we can count as individual and corporately as a church. So it is upon us to give thanks to God and not to complain all the time as we look back from the beginning of this year. And count our blessings and say, thank you, Lord, as we look back to the things that the Lord has done for us So this morning I want to preach this message of thankfulness with the hope that perhaps we shall see the importance of showing gratitude to God and also to one another. Because church, it is not true that we should only give thanks when things are going our way. That is not true. That is how the world thinks. But we should not think that way. That is what this text is all about. So the Apostle Paul is writing to this church of Thessalonians. We have looked at this church before. If I can remind you, this is a church that was going through difficult times. This church was suffering under unbearable circumstances. They were going through a lot of pressure, going through a lot of tribulation and trouble that you and I cannot actually bear at times. But as they were going through this, as tears was falling from their faces and their pillows were wet with the tears and they going through sleepless nights, then the Apostle Paul penned these words to them. In all circumstances, give thanks to God. In other words, regardless the trouble, the tribulation, the trials, everything that you've been going through, that you are currently going through, in all things, give thanks to God. How difficult that is, or how easy can that be? He says, give thanks to God in all circumstances. And you look in the previous verses, it says, pray without ceasing. Be always joyful. In that way, you can give thanks to God. So, I just want to bring three points of great importance from this text this morning under this subject of thankfulness. Three things that I want to bring to us, and we are on our way home. Firstly, to be thankful is God's command. It is not just a good suggestion, in other words. Look at your Bible. Look at the verse we just read. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The Apostle Paul, friends, is not bringing a suggestion to the people of God. Paul is penning this as an inspired apostle of God, full of the Holy Spirit, bringing a command from God Himself. Be thankful. I'm not suggesting that you should be thankful. This is how a Christian should be, a thankful person. That is what Paul is saying. However, as you look at this verse, church, as you look at this statement, be thankful, we need to realize that this commandment is actually one of the most difficult commandments. You can take it easy. It is difficult. Difficult commandment. And later on, I will tell you how then one can be able to keep this command. It's a difficult commandment for two reasons. Firstly, by nature, we are an ingratitude breed. It is in our nature to be unthankful. It is our nature to be a people who are not content with what they have. That is what we are. We are born in that way. You give a child a sweet that looks blue. You give another one a sweet that looks yellow. The one who's got the blue sweet wants the yellow sweet. And the one who's got the yellow wants the blue sweet. When they change the sweet around, they cry. He wants the other sweet again. Actually, he wants both. He's not content. He's not happy with what he's got. We are born like that by nature. That's how this. That is why this is difficult. It is against our nature to be thankful. But secondly, it is humanly impossible to be always thankful. Paul says, be thankful in all circumstances. Friends, it is humanly impossible to be thankful in all circumstances. If you look at it that way from the eye of man. Let me make an example. If you lose your child, if you lose your loved one, do you burst into joy? Do you sing and shout aloud, thank you God, now you have taken my child and my child will be in the presence of God and enjoy eternity with Christ? Is that what we do? No. And that is right. We don't have to do that. So it is not humanly possible to be always thankful. But I want us to realize then, what does this say then? Does it say we should have somebody get and say, thank you God? Oh church, we need to realize here that this commandment is saying we should be thankful in all circumstances. Please notice, be thankful in all circumstances. This commandment is not saying be thankful for all circumstances. There's a difference. We cannot be thankful for all circumstances that are happening in our life, but we must be thankful in all circumstances. In other words, as we're going through circumstances, as difficult as the circumstances may be, we need to find a way of saying, thank you, Lord, for what I'm going through. Not because I'm happy of what I'm going through, but you're teaching me something. Open my mind and my eyes that I may see your will in what I'm going through. Are we together? We are not thankful for all circumstances. I'm thankful in all circumstances. Because that's what this text is all about. In all circumstances, we should know that all things work together for good for those who love God. That is what we should know. These circumstances come to teach me something. All things will work together if I am one of those who love God. So as you look at this verse, as I've realized or as I've said already, it is against our human nature, this verse. It is in contrary to what we are. It is not in our nature to say thank you. We do not expect a horrible situation that it should come to us and lead us into the presence of God. But is that is what Paul is saying. Every situation that comes in our life, every situation that has come, let's say only this year, if you can remember, that situation was designed by God that it leads you to the presence of God. That situation is done or designed by God that you may be a prayerful person, that you may rejoice always in the presence of God. In other words, God does not allow situations to come in our lives that he may push us down, but that we may rise up and stand on our feet, as it were, and kneel before him and say, Lord, we are thankful for you are God. Let me make an example. Perhaps you think it is better to be thankful when you have a car. No, friends. You don't know what people who've got car go through. We must be thankful in all circumstances. Perhaps you don't have one and you wish for one. Be thankful, because at least you wish for one, it means you've got the means and the funds to try to get one. There is someone else who doesn't have the means and the funds. But the very same person who does not have the means and the funds to get the car, he's got a house. He must be thankful that he's got a house. And the very one who's got a house, maybe his house does not look good. He wants a better house, which is right. But he must be thankful because there are people standing on the streets. And the person who's standing on the street must be thankful because he's got 2 feet and 2 hands to still come to the street and beg. Someone else is sitting at home without feet and hands. The very one who's without feet and hands must also be thankful. Someone else cannot speak and say, I need a glass of water. You see, friends, we don't look at things that way. We should be a thankful people. That is where this command comes in. So, it is in our failure then to see ourselves under the light of God. It's our failure to see ourselves under the light of God. To see ourselves through the mirror, as it were, of the cross of Jesus Christ. To see ourselves where God wants us to be. We fail to approach our circumstances with that biblical view which says our lives are at the hands of a faithful God. If we know that our lives are in the hands of a faithful God, we will give thanks to God. That is what the apostle is saying. Remember, your lives are in the hands of a faithful God. In all circumstances, God is with you. So church, this commandment is designed that in all circumstances, we should look up to God. That is what this is all about. Paul is not saying we should be thankful for our trouble as if God is designing trouble that we may be pushed down. No, friends. Paul wants us to focus in God. In whatever is happening, we need to focus in God. Please listen to him as he writes to the Church of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Listen to Paul. You can write it down. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. For this light momentary afflictions is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. In other words, these things that we are going through is preparing us for something greater that is to come. Something that God is prepared for us. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Paul says, let us not focus on the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. What is it that is not seen? Heaven is not seen. The promises of God beyond this grave are not seen yet. That is where we should focus our attention to. That this tells us, friends, that in all circumstances, we should remember then that God is in control. In the midst of every circumstance, you need to know that God is by your side. He's the one leading you, taking you through, carrying you through this life. Only then you'll be thankful, because then you will know that God will never leave nor forsake you, when you know that God is in control and is in your life. So the idea here, friends, is that we learn to appreciate God. We learn to know that God is doing everything for our own good. Even though at times when God, it seems as if God is not in control, but in actual fact, God is in control. Because there are times in life when we think that God is not in control. But once you realize that God is in control, you will honor this commandment. I want you to listen to this poem that somebody wrote, and I know it for long, but I just thought, let me bring it to you so that you listen. I want you to see the unfairness of the human mind towards God. How unfair we are towards God. Listen to this. One night a man had a dream. He dreamt he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashes scenes from his life. In other words, he sees things that he's been going through in life. He sees from back to front. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonging to him and one belonging to the Lord. When the last scene flashes, the scene of his life flashes before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that this happened at the very lowest and saddest time of his life, when things were going bad for him. That's when he realized there's only two sets of footprints in the sand. But all the time there were four sets of footprints. Then this is what the person did. This thing really bothered this man. And he questioned the Lord. In other words, he complained to God. Lord, you said that if I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the time. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome time in my life, there is only one set of footprints in the sand. I don't understand why when I need you the most, you will leave me like this. Then the Lord replied to him, my precious child, I love you so much and I will never leave you. During your time of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints in the sand, that is when I carried you. You see now, you learn from this. The person, when he saw four footprints, he was happy that the Lord is walking with him. We want to see the Lord walking. But when he saw two sets, he thought that the Lord was not walking with him. But the Lord says, it is because you were no longer walking. I was carrying you. You were in the deepest, troublesome time of your life. You were upon my shoulders. Do we remember that? This person does not say thank you. He complains. Church, this commandment then teaches us to acknowledge that God is doing everything for our own good in this world. We do not have anything. We can do nothing to prosper ourselves in this life. We can do nothing to be successful outside God. That is what this is about. So we should never then thank God when things are going well, when we have obtained some kind of temporal but pleasant thing in this life. We should never be thankful only in good times, but also in bad times, because then in bad times, that's when the Lord is carrying us. So God commands us this morning to be thankful in all circumstances, because in all circumstances, He is the one who's carrying us up and taking us where He wants us to be. He's the one who's hiding us under the shelter of His wings in difficult times. In difficult times, we must remember that God loves us. It is His purpose, a purpose for each and every one of us, that in all circumstances we must see Him. It is His purpose for every circumstances that He allows in our lives, that we must know that He's on our side. We must be thankful even in the midst of great trouble and horrible experiences. I want you to remember in the book of Daniel, those who remember the story of Daniel, we are told in the book of Daniel, especially there
in chapter number 4 that, is it chapter 4? I think it's chapter 6, if I'm not mistaken. But we are told, it's chapter 4. We are told that some officials came to the king and said the king needs to send out a decree. The king needs to tell the people that for 3 days, no one is allowed to worship any other god, but everyone must worship the king, King Darius. The question is, what did Daniel, a faithful servant of God, do? What will you do? No one can pray to God. No one can lift up his eyes upon heaven. The Bible tells us that actually, Daniel, 6 times in one day, he knelt before God, listen very carefully, giving thanks to God. Was Daniel thankful for that situation? No, he was thankful in that situation. He gave thanks to God regardless of what was happening before him. All that we need to do is to obey this command of God instead of obeying our own hearts, who lies to us and teaches us to complain always. We need to give thanks to God, because thanksgiving, friends, belong to every situation of our life. Thanksgiving belong to every joy and sorrow of our lives. Thanksgiving is due unto God. In every circumstances, let us bow on our knees and give thanks to God. In every circumstances, let us obey this commandment of God. That is the first thing. Thanksgiving is a command from God. But secondly, to be thankful is God's will for us. To be thankful is God's will for us. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. There are two things that you need to realize here. If you listen very carefully, it might sound like this statement is saying, it is the will of God for us to go through suffering so that we give him thanks, so that maybe we persevere and learn self-control. But it also sounds like this statement is saying, giving thanks to God is his will, even when we are going through suffering. And both of these things are actually true. But this statement here is only emphasizing one point, friends. Giving thanks to God is his will. Giving thanks to God is what God desires. Giving thanks to God is what God is, that what makes God happy with his people. God is happy with his people when the people are joyful always in God and praying without ceasing. That is what we need to know. In other words then, we should draw then encouragement from this statement. Because apparently, if you read here, let me not say apparent, actually if you read here, you can notice that nothing then happens apart from God allowing into our lives. Nothing happens apart from what God allows in our lives. And what God allows in our lives is actually based on God's wisdom. God is wise enough to allow things in our life that we may go through and be able to give thanks to him, because he has designed us to give thanks to him and praise his holy name. So in other words, we need to know then that God is wiser than us. We're not going to look at situation and judge things the way people judge things. We must always remember the wisdom of God. So you cannot just look at things and forget that the all-wise God is in control. You cannot look at things and forget that the all-wise God designed us to be a people who give thanks to him. But above all, God is wise and is in control. Then once we realize those things, then we will not be troubled like the world. Am I right by saying so? If we realize that God is in control and is wise, it is God's will, it is his design and desire that we are thankful. It is God's will that we look like crazy people when other people are sad. Once you realize those things, you will not be troubled like the world, but rather you will honor God when least expected by the multitude. Because the multitude does not expect people to honor God when things go bad. But we will honor God. We will live for God even when things go bad. We will praise his name. We will come to his house. We will lift up his holy name even when things are going bad. We will say, thank you, Lord, for you are. So church, we are obligated to give thanks to God. That is the commandment that God has given to us. But I want you to remember something about a commandment. A commandment is something that we are obliged
In other words, it's something that we are commanded and obligated to do. But here's one thing about us as humanity. We fail to obey a commandment at times. So a commandment is there, but we fail to obey a commandment. So Paul here has given this commandment now. Now he's adding something on top of this commandment, because he knows that we are people and we fail to do God's commandment in many different times. So what is Paul doing here? Paul then is saying, remember, it's not just a commandment that we have failed to obey. We have failed to understand the heartbeat of God. We have failed to understand what God feels. Remember, I asked you a question, how will you feel when you do something for people and people just give you a cold shoulder? So when you are not thankful, you are failing to understand the heartbeat of God. What does God want from you? Not just to keep a commandment as a law and just I'm going to say thank you, because it's easy, friend, to say thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, but actually you don't mean thank you, Lord. So Paul is saying it is more than just a commandment. It is the will of God. It is what God has designed. It is God's desire. It is God's heart that we must be a thankful people. So Paul emphasizes that this is of God. It is God's heart that we become a thankful people. Through His grace, God wants us to see things His way, in other words. We must see things the way God sees things, so that we do things the way God do things. It is impossible for us to see things the way God sees things if we don't understand what is the heart of God. So this is the heart of God. By His grace, He will enable us. We need to see that God, in other words, is sovereign. That is the most important thing in this point. God is sovereign. He is above all things. He commands His will to be done, because that is what makes Him a happy God. There are many ways we can lie to ourselves and say we're making God happy. Maybe we do. But the most important thing to make God happy with us is when we understand His heart. And the only way to understand His heart is to look at the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who teaches us the heart of God. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who can open up God's heart, as it were, so that we may read through the pages of Scripture and see what God feels about His people. So, church, in all circumstances, what God wants to remind us of is that He's expecting us to be a happy people. He wants us to know that His will for us is that we may give thanks to Him. In other words, then, friends, God is not promising to take away all circumstances so that we don't go through circumstances. Paul says we will have circumstances. God is not promising to take all circumstances. But God is promising that He will wait for us, that in all circumstances we give thanks to Him. Church, not all our circumstances will be taken away from us. That would be to lie to ourselves. But in all our circumstances, let us not fail to give thanks to God. In all our circumstances, we need to be joyful always and pray without ceasing. Therefore, if it is God's will that we are thankful people, then it is against God's will then when we are not thankful. You see now where the sin come from. It is God's will that we are thankful. Now it's against God's will when we are not thankful. When we are complaining people, it is against God's will. I want to remind you of how God felt, so that you see the importance of this. How did God feel in the wilderness when the people of Israel complained to Him? Turn to Numbers chapter number 11. We're just going to read the first verse. How did God feel when a people complained in the wilderness? Because when we complain, we are actually saying God does not know what He's doing with our lives. But actually, in contrary, we need to be praying and say, Your will be done, O God, because God knows what He's doing with our lives. The people in the wilderness thought that God has lost His ways, or God is no longer in control. They complained. Listen to the verse here, verse number 1, Numbers chapter number 11. And the people complained in the hearing of the Lord about their misfortunes. And when the Lord heard this, so the people complained about all the things that they were going through. In all their circumstances, the people complained.
And the Bible says, and when the Lord heard this, his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some outlying parts of the camp. By hearing that these people were not happy with God, by hearing that people were failing to be thankful, God was not pleased. Just imagine. Only by hearing that they are not pleased, that they are not happy, God was not pleased. Because these people had purposely rejected their knowledge of the will of God. We all know the will of God for us. The will of God for us is that we will be thankful. But in the wilderness, God's will was to take the people from a slavery land to a land of milk and honey. And God has promised that. And God is a faithful God. He's a God who opened the Red Sea. He's a God who gave them manna. They forgot all those things. They began to complain. And the Lord was upset. He was angry, in reality, with these people. Because they purposely looked away from the will of God. They purposely looked away from their responsibility of thanking God always. It angers God when we are not a thankful people. So the heart of this commandment then is that it is the will of God that we may be thankful. It is God's desire for us to be a thankful people. Look at Romans chapter number 8, verse 28. Look what does Paul says there. He says, and we know that for all those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called by his purpose. That is why we will know then that God wants us to be thankful. For we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. That is what the Apostle Paul said. So the misfortunes that happened in the wilderness, they were working for good for the Israelites. For example, God was pruning them. God was preparing them to be a good people before him. God had to deal with them and to deal with their sin. God had to teach them how to persevere. But people don't want to persevere. Sometimes God wants to teach us to persevere. Because all things work together for good for those who love God, those who are called by his purpose. The question is, do we believe that we are called by his purpose? If we believe that we are called by his purpose, then we need to believe that all things work together for good. And if we believe that all things work together for good, we need to realize and believe then that in all circumstances, it is God's heart, it is God's desire that we be a thankful people. That is his will. You see the challenge that we have before us. So God, in other words, church, has designed our bodies in their failures, our bodies in their weakness. He has designed us that way. But that even in our weakness, he may accomplish his will through us. That even in our weakness, we may teach the world, we may teach one another to be thankful before God. And friends, as circumstances come in our life, we must be reminded that is the will of God. But why will those things come in our lives? Let me give you a few examples. These things come to remind us the following things. We must always try to lean towards God. These things come to us so that we learn to lean towards God. Why will I say that? We are a people who always trust on ourselves. We are a people who trust in our own power. But God wants us to lean towards him. That's why the circumstances come. And that is his will. That in those circumstances we give thanks to him then. But secondly, we must trust God in all circumstances. It is easy to lose our trust in all circumstances. But we must trust God in all circumstances. We must love God in all circumstances. We must praise and worship God in all circumstances. That is his will. We must be patient and learn to grow spiritually in all circumstances. That is his will. We must be anxious about nothing, but in everything, bring all those things in prayer to God in all circumstances. That is his will. But above all, we must remember Christ's circumstances. Circumstances come to our lives so that we remember Christ in those circumstances. Christ has circumstances on our behalf. We must remember the Lamb of God who took away our sin. Circumstances must remind us the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ.
and be thankful. Oh Lord, one suffered greater than I can ever suffer. Let us be thankful, not for the circumstances, but in all circumstances. So church, what matters most is that in all circumstances, we acknowledge the sovereignty of God. That is the will of God. In all circumstances, let us acknowledge the sovereignty of God. God is above all. God is in control. It is in His heart that we may be a thankful people regardless of what is going on. But here's my point that I like the most. Thirdly, to be a thankful people, or to be thankful, is only possible in Christ Jesus. If you have been listening carefully, I did say this is humanly impossible. But I want to show to you that to be thankful is only possible in Christ Jesus. Those who are in Christ alone can be a thankful people. People outside the Lord Jesus Christ do not know how to say thank you, because they don't know what has been done for them. That is the point. Listen to the verse before us. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's what settles this matter before us. It is in Christ Jesus that we are given the power that enables us to give thanks to God. It is in Christ Jesus that we are given the power to be thankful in all circumstances. Christ caused us to be thankful, in other words. Christ living in our hearts cause us to be a people aware of God's will and God's command. Being in Christ, friends, is what separates us from the multitudes. That is why the multitudes out there cannot be thankful. They don't see the importance of being thankful. That is why we must not behave like a multitude. We must know the purpose of being thankful, because it has been made possible for us to be thankful through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is made possible for you to be thankful to God in all circumstances. What defines the unsaved person out there is his heart that is always in gratitude. His thanklessness. His complaint about everything all the time. People like to complain. They continue to complain. So the Bible is quite clear, friends, that one of the hallmarks of an unbelieving heart is a thanklessness. If you know that a person is really an unbeliever, you realize from his thanklessness. Even when you talk to people, they are not thankful. There is a heart of unbelief in that person. And the Bible, when you read in the book of Romans, it gives us a sign of ungodliness. It gives us a sign of unrighteousness. It says that it is in the heart of an unrighteous person to be unthankful. That is in Romans chapter number 1. There the Apostle Paul is describing the hostility of man towards God. He says that the world has gone to suppress the truth. That is the first thing that he's saying. The world is suppressing the truth. The world is characterized, in other words, by ungodliness. In other words, God is not in their hearts. God does not feature in their ways. Whatever they do does not involve God. Paul says then the main element that demonstrates whether a person's heart is in God with respect to godliness and righteousness is whether the person is thankful. In Romans chapter number 1, verse 21, Paul says, these people, they are ungodly, they are unrighteous. In their unrighteousness, in their ungodliness, they were neither thankful. See now, they were unrighteous, they were ungodly, but even while that was happening in their lives, they were neither thankful. So thanklessness is regarded also as a characteristic of unbelief. In other words then, to be thankful is a characteristic of a Christian. To be thankful is a gift that comes from Christ. If you lack thankfulness in your life, you lack one of the most important ingredients of Christianity. You must be a thankful people. How can you say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name, if you have not met Christ? Because it says, He who healed all my diseases. Christ is number one. Christ needs to come into our life. If Christ has come into our lives, then we are supposed to be a thankful people. That is what separates us from the multitudes. In their ungodliness,
in their unrighteousness, neither they were thankful. So unless, church, you believe in Christ, believe in God through Jesus Christ, there is no reason for you to be thankful. Unless you feel the constraint of the law of God upon your heart, you have no reason to be grateful. And only Christ can raise you from your death, that you may see Him glorious, that you may feel this constraint of the law of God. Thankfulness, church, is important. It characterizes us. It tells us of who we are. It shows us where we belong. There are two groups: unthankful group, a thankful group. Godly group, ungodly group. Two groups. But thankfulness also. You see how small this is. How we can just look away from this. But it defines us. It defines us of who we are. We must be a thankful people. Remember, let me show you that to be thankful is only found in Christ. In the book of Luke, we are told of 10 lepers. 10 people who had leprosy. Leprosy, the sin that was incurable at the time. The sin that was contagious. People who came closer to leprosy. Leprosy people, they got sick. So 10 lepers who were thrown away, who were outside the city, met the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ cleansed them. He healed them their leprosy. After healing them their leprosy, He told them to go to the priest and present themselves in the priest. The priest will look at them and determine whether they were healed or not healed. They went to the priest. The priest declared them, "You are healed." But what does the Bible say? Out of the 10 people whom Jesus has healed, out of the 10 people whose lives were restored, out of the 10 people who received the grace of God, only one leper returned to show gratitude to Jesus for what Jesus has done. That is what people do. So in other words, only one leper actually realized who Jesus was. Only one leper was given the gift to know who Jesus was. Because thankfulness is only found in Jesus Christ. Do you see? We cannot be like the multitudes. That is not who we are. We should be like that one leper who says, "Lord, thank you." I remember 3 years ago, it was the 30th of November 2014, I preached a sermon here in this church from Psalm 103. I remember there telling you a story which I also heard from someone. A story that brings the importance of thankfulness. I said to you, an unruly, disrespectful, proud young man was seated at the dinner table. The table was dressed with lots of different foods. The young man thought he would show his sense of importance. He would display how important he was by criticizing everything that was displayed before him. Now, also there, on that table, there was a minister of the word of God, a pastor, if you will, was sitting there. And that minister, hearing such bad remarks from this young man, he tried to rebuke this young man. He tried to tell this young man how displeasing this young man was. But this minister was greatly ignored. He was rudely ignored by this young man. This young man continued with his silly remarks towards the food and towards the chef. This young man continued to say, "Oh no, the food here is bad." So much, there was good food, remember. "The food here is bad. It's tasteless. The chicken is dry. The butter is not salty. The fish is full of bones. The bread is not a low GI bread. There's only oats, no Rice Krispies on the table. The coffee tastes like tea. Fire this chef. My grandmother can do better scones than this." That was the young man. Then the minister, so displeased and so disgusted, he turned away and looked outside. As he walked outside, he noticed an old man seated next to a street light, and there were a few drops of rain falling upon this man. Untidy man seated there, untidily dressed, wearing an old broken pair of shoes, an old broken pair of glasses, an old coat upon himself, wearing a blue hat upon his head. And this man reached over to his pocket and took out a piece of bread. And on the other pocket, he reached down and got
a piece out of an old cheese, and he put all these things down before himself, and took out his head and put it down. He knelt before his food, clasped his hands together, looked up to heaven. Thank you, Lord, for the bread that you have provided for me that I may eat today. This man showed gratitude to God, eating old dry bread with old rotten cheese. You see the difference? That is not the people that we are. That is not the people we are called to be. We are not called to be like that young man. We are called to be like this old man. Friends, a mark of a spirit-filled believer is always giving thanks in all circumstances. Why will you give thanks in all circumstances? Because Christ has taught your heart to give thanks. Because Christ has opened your heart to know that you deserve worse than you always receive on a daily basis. Christ has taught you to be mindful of the fact that His grace is always upon you. You are spared day by day from greater trouble that you deserve and greater trouble that you don't even see. Christ is teaching us that. That is why, church, only a Christian will obey this commandment. Only a Christian will see that thanksgiving is due to God. Only a believer will consider God in all circumstances. Only a believer will understand that God is in control and God is pleased when we are thankful. And that is what we are, a thankful people. So church, let all manner of complaints be not counted among us. Even as we go through this season of December, most of us, we don't have the things that we planned to have. We have not accumulated all that we wanted to accumulate. We have not perhaps bought gifts for our loved ones as we wished we could do. But let us not go through life full of complaints. Let us go through life full of gratitudes, remembering that it is possible for us because we are in Christ. Christ has made it possible. He has softened our hearts. He has showed us the way of thankfulness. He Himself is a thankful Savior. Let me close like this. We need to obey these commandments. How do we obey this commandment? We must display our faith. We must display thankfulness in all times. You may find it hard to understand the will of God in your situation. It is hard, I know that. To understand the will of God in a situation that you're going through, you may find it hard. But do not find it hard to give thanks to God, even when it's difficult to understand what's going on. Be a thankful person. Remember that God is wise and His wisdom is unknown to men. So all that you need to do is to love Him always, to remember His faithfulness, to remember that it is His faithfulness that leads you to thankfulness. Church, in circumstances, good or bad, let us remember Christ. Let us remember what He has done for us. As circumstances may bring tears sometimes upon us, let those tears bring gratitude. Let us remember that God is for us. The Bible says, God is for us, and who can be against us? The Bible says, God is for us, who can separate us from the love of God? Let's remember God's love as we go to our different homes. Let us not forget to be thankful. As we meet in the first week of January, let us meet with the same attitude to be thankful, to remember it is a command, to remember it is God's heart, to remember that this is possible in Christ. As you hear other people complaining, like the young man that I spoke to you about, remember that you are exactly like the old man who was eating dry bread and old cheese. But what is most important in that story is not because the man was eating dry bread and old cheese. What is important is that the man clasped his hands together. He looked up to heaven. He gave praises to God. Let us give praise to God then. Let us be a thankful people. Amen. God bless you. Let us pray together.